6.8.
And finally, wolves or dogs? Which is more dangerous to mountain walkers? Jean-Luc Renault was on a mountain walking holiday in the French Alps when he saw a blood-stained man staggering towards him. The man's shorts were torn, he had been bitten badly in both buttocks, and he was in a state of complete shock. The man, who was a tourist from Belgium, had been attacked by a notoriously ferocious breed of mountain dog, Le Chien de Montagne de Pyrénées, or the Pyrenean Mountain Dog. This breed is white and fluffy and looks like a cuddly family pet, but it is anything but. Fearless and ferocious, it can weigh up to 60 kilograms and will fight to the death against wolves and bears to save a flock of sheep. So, why are there so many of these dogs around? They've been brought into the French Alps to defend sheep from wolves. Wolves were reintroduced into the Alps in 1992, and there are now about 150 of them. They're protected by European Union law, but Alpine farmers say that they've killed thousands of sheep and are a threat to their livelihoods. In an attempt to pacify the farmers, the EU has spent millions of euros on fences and sheepdogs. The plan appeared to be working. The arrival of about 1,000 Pyrenean mountain dogs in the Alps coincided with a sharp fall in the number of sheep deaths. But it has also brought about an alarming rise in attacks on holidaymakers by these dogs. The attacks are driving tourists away and are further splitting the community, who were already divided over the reintroduction of the wolf in France. To add to the controversy, several shepherds have been taken to court by holidaymakers who have been attacked, and 17 dogs have been poisoned in the Maurienne region of the Alps.